Hi, it's July 23rd, the day when the ice cream cone was unveiled at the St. Louis World's Fair in 1904.
They didn't need a spoon, they didn't need a bowl. It was a new way of handling ice cream.
In 1962, Dawn Fraser became the first woman in the world to swim the 100 metres in under a minute. She took that form into the Tokyo Olympics. To the birthdays, one of the most renowned celebrities of Australian television is 82 today.
To the best of my knowledge, turkeys don't go quack, 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 quack.
Yep, Bert Newton. His career has spanned more than 60 years, starting in radio before starring on In Melbourne Tonight. Then there was the Don Lane Show, Good Morning Australia, New Faces, and the Ford Super Quiz with wife Patty. He's won 15 Logies, including 6 Gold Logies. Happy birthday, Bert Newton.
Oh, why ain't you that Bert Newton?
Yes, I am, as a matter of fact. Would you take me, please, to Channel 9?
Sticking with Australian TV, Abigail is 74, the star of soaps Number 96 and Sons and Daughters.
Samantha seems to think that you are interested in being more than just, well, friends.
English singer and actor David Essex turns 73 today. Best known for the hits Gonna Make You a Star, Hold Me Close, and of course Rock On. Happy 60th to AFL great Tony Shaw. The former captain and coach of Collingwood has turned to commentating.
Biggest thing that you could ever have in... Oh, well, I felt that for, you know, a person who's involved in Collingwood.
Actor Woody Harrelson celebrates his 59th birthday. The star of movies like Indecent Proposal, White Men Can't Jump and Hunger Games got his big break on the sitcom Cheers.
Hey, but when you see it, take my advice and turn away when you hear...
Saul Hudson, better known as the guitarist Slash with Guns N' Roses, turns 55. And can you believe Daniel Radcliffe, the star of the Harry Potter movies, is 31 today?
I can't be a wizard. I mean, I'm just Harry.
Finally, singer Amy Winehouse died on this day in 2011, aged just 27. Amy Winehouse on July 23rd.